Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. But you can just call me Barbara. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a energy upcycling practitioner, which is a method of releasing beliefs that was given to me by the divine. A dear innate practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, speaker, and an author. And what I do is help bring joy back to your life. And I say that because that's how it makes me feel. I help you to let go of those beliefs that have been holding you back, making you feel stuck, making you small and insignificant. And moving you into the understanding of who you actually are, allowing you to live a life that is joyful, powerful, successful, prosperous, and all the things that you desire. In fact, that's what it's all based on, your desires. It's like waking up to what it is you truly wish to experience, and then giving you the tools, the power, the understanding, so that you can experience it. I like that definition. I'm going to have to remember that one. So this show was created because years ago, like 8 years ago, or could be longer, I don't know, my guidance said there needs to be a place where people can get their answers, a place other than their own mind, because while our minds do provide us with wonderful information, sometimes the questions that we ask are questions that our mind doesn't have the answer for. So in this show, your answer comes from guidance. It comes from your team. Everybody has a team that always works with them. It comes from the Creator, God, the universe, whatever wording works for you. And so it takes you to a deeper level of understanding. And I also work with you to clear whatever issues come up so that you can begin to change right now, in the moment. So it's not something you have to wait for, or you have to wait until next week or whatever. When you call into me, be prepared to change, because that's what's going to happen. And change is an absolutely wonderful thing. I encourage everyone to change. It really does open you up to life. Okay, so I have said enough. And let me open the chat rooms. And let me post a notice on Blog Talk that I'm on here. Time to get the answers to life. Questions. Okay. And then we are going to go to our callers in just a second. Typing as fast as I can. I'm sitting here getting ready to start the show. And I thought I had like 5 minutes, you know, so I was just doing the things that I needed to do. I was just going along. And I looked on the screen and it said I had 40 seconds. So apparently I wasn't really present to what I was doing at that moment. So now I have to catch up to myself. It's one of the fun things about life that, you know, you think everything is a particular way and then you realize that it's not that way and and you have to adapt. And I personally find adapting to be fun most of the time. All right. So let's go to our first caller. And our first caller is from area code 860. Let's see if this is who I think it is. And I'm not going to say. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara Grace. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It is you.
Ta-da.
Well, how are you, Lisa?
I am okay. How are you? You sound wonderful.
I am doing great, you know. I did some clearing work before I went to bed last night, and I woke up this morning from a dream, and it was like, oh, I need to clear some of that stuff, too. So I did some more clearing work.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So how is your life going in this wonderful new year?
I'm having the holiday letdown, depression. It's not good.
Ooh, let's see. Oh, well, that's because you still have all these attachments to the past. Because that's where all of us is coming from. Yeah, you just need to let go of the past, and then you can live in the moment and be perfectly happy. Would you like to do that?
Yes, I would. Oh, boy, would I.
Okay. Well, of course, the goddess Ast is here with us. She's so wonderful. All right. Let me click on this, put this information in, and then I can move off this page.
I can see your show on Blog Talk. If that helps you. Is that good?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here is what the goddess asked, wants to say to you. It's time. It's time to let go. You know, you have been holding on to all of these things that happened in your life that made you feel less than wonderful. And you never let them go. And so when you go back and visit them, then of course you also go back into the energy of less than wonderful. And now we are going to disconnect you from the energy of these past events. You can still go back and visit them, but you won't feel anything, so you might as well just leave them alone. We are disconnecting you from what does not bring you joy. Because you deserve joy. You deserve happiness. You deserve to live a life that you love. You deserve to know you are powerful, you are beautiful, you are courageous, you are wonderful, you are amazing. You deserve to spend your life doing what is natural to your heart. You deserve to be you. You deserve to be you. You deserve to be you. And so we are disconnecting you from all of those past things that suck the life out of you. Because you deserve to live. You deserve to live. You deserve to live. And we want you to take a nice, deep, deep breath. And to just let go. Let go of the belief that you are supposed to be depressed. Let go of the belief that depression is even necessary in your life in any way, shape, or form. Just let it go. This is all from the past. It's over. You've learned the lessons. There is no need for you to ever, ever go back. So just let it go. And I am filling you with this beautiful, joyful energy. The joy of life. The joy of love. The joy of being. It's filling every cell of your being. Right? I'm bringing you back into the here and now. To this moment. Where you have the power to create all of your desires. Just let this flow into you. And we will say this is also happening to each of you that has a desire to have this happen. We do not just limit it to our beautiful Lisa. So everyone, just breathe and accept who you are. Oh. Now, how does that feel, my beloved?
Feels like a breeze just went through my body, and it feels good.
Wonderful. And your daughter is with you. Now, if you ask about her, I guess every time I look at you, I'll see her. And she's smiling and waving. And she's standing next to your dad. That's her favorite place to be.
It's my favorite place. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. Oof. Alrighty then.
So classes start Wednesday at noon.
Classes start Wednesday at noon Eastern. Yes.
Okay, everybody sign up.
I should say automatic writing classes start on noon. Start Wednesday at noon. And you can find the details at my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says automatic writing, and everything is there. Thank you for reminding me to say that.
Thank you. Have a wonderful show. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you Wednesday.
Okay, great. All right, we will move to our next caller. And, oh, this is 11111111111. And let's see if it's who I think it is. Hello. Who's calling?
What? Well, your thoughts seem to be accurate. How are you?
I am great, Queen. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And that laugh, that's a new laugh. I like it. It's a new tone.
I thought it was my same old laugh. Okay.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I interrupted you with the sound.
I just thought it was my same old laugh, but yeah, I can see where it's changing. Everything's changing, and that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I don't know how to define it, but I noticed the, I do know how to define it, but I'm not able to at this moment put it that way. But it's nice. It's almost sexier. That's what I will say. The moment came,
okay.
The answer came. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's something there. I
we'll
agree.
See what,
I agree.
What's going to come about from that?
Yes, you will.
Okay. Well, what wonderful thing do you have in mind for us today?
Well, first and foremost, I honor the great mother, asked to speak to me, and then we'll see where we are to go from there. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, here she is. Good morning, my love. And we are so thrilled to speak to you. You have, in your own way, brought us to the attention of so many. We are getting so many more requests from people to work with them, to be a part of who they are becoming. So we are absolutely delighted. Let's see. The joke is, we are busier than a one-handed paper hanger. We don't understand that, though. But people say it.
I got it.
So we want to share with you. We want to open you up more to self, to that beautiful you that you are. We find that there are times when you kind of lose yourself. And it's not in a bad way. It's in a way where you are so busy looking for what you're looking for that you cannot see what you find. We hope that this makes sense to you. So we want to bring you back. We want to bring you back into yourself. We want to open you up to your own knowing. So we'd like for you to take a nice deep breath. And everyone else who wants to experience this, please breathe along with us. And we are just opening you up to who you already are, opening you up to knowing that there's nothing to be fixed because there's nothing broken. You are profoundly perfect right now in this moment.
Like that. Love it.
We are clearing your energy. And everyone else who wishes to be cleared is also being cleared. Including our darling Lisa. And just relax and accept this. This is your new way of being. This is coming back to you. There. Now, how does that feel?
It feels appropriate, acceptable, worthy of my essence. Coming back to me is some other day going through some external hard drive. And I had written spoken coming back to me. Oh, it was so low I couldn't hear at all, but yet I know that you heard me, you know me. And I am grateful. I am ever grateful, Mother, I am ever, and for your being shared through the Anointed One to the greater population. Well, obviously, I'm ready to receive you. Oh, and I ask that you allow Shishu, for I have a pen in my hand and I'm ready to write to release the messages that I have. Oh, thank you, Dua. That's how it went.
Wonderful. Okay. Whew. I started out feeling great. Now I feel even greater than great. So. All right. Was there someone else you wanted to connect with while we were...
Yes.
Connecting.
Yes. Tisha. Tisha.
Okay. Spell it for me.
Wow. S-A-T-E.
S-A-T-T.
And the door shall be opened. S-H-A-T-E. You should be able to find her with that.
Okay. Yeah, she's there. Okay. Did you have a particular question for her, or you just want to hear what she has to say?
The question is coming, but I do have a pen in my hand.
Okay. Okay. Give me a moment. Yeah.
Take all the time you require.
All right. The river flows. The river always flows. You are a part of that river, that beautiful flowing river. It fills your life with love and light and laughter and the knowing of who you are. So no matter what is happening, no matter how things feel, remember that the river flows. And everything that you are feeling is temporary. Because as the river flows, everything changes. And this is the way it is. And this is the way it always has been. You are never stuck in any one particular place or time. It is absolutely impossible to be stuck because the river always flows. So let your life flow. Let your thoughts flow. Let your feelings flow. Let your creativity flow. You are loved. You are so loved exactly as you are. Exactly as you are. And there is nothing that you need to do to deserve the love. It's simply yours. And all you have to do is be willing to receive. Let the river flow. You are receiving inspiration. Inspiration in moving forward in your life. And feel free to stop along the path. Check in to see what you are inspired to do next. The inspiration comes moment by moment. Yes, you will sometimes see what needs to happen several years in the future or what might happen several years in the future. But your inspiration is moment by moment. So you do not need to rush off to the future. And you don't need to go back into the past. Live in the moment. Live in the now. Accept that you are guided. And you have everything, everything that you could possibly desire. It is already yours. The river flows. It is part of the beauty of life. The river flows. All is well. Okay. Woo.
So it is. To our enter. As always, gratitude. Even though it's not necessary to say I like to, so I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
To start, and Mother Earth, the Great Mother. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm back where I'm supposed to be. All right, well, thank you so much, Queen, for sharing a beautiful new goddess with us. And now I just feel so nice and relaxed and flowy. And life just gets better and better. All right. Namaste, my dear.
Namaste.
Okay. We will move to our next caller, area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hello, beautiful lady. It's Kat. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am doing great, Kat. How are you?
Good, good, thank God. Good, yes. Yes,
so
very good.
What's on your mind today? There's a bunch of stuff on
your
mind. You've got a whole swirling stuff there.
Indeed. I was prompted to call you though because I had this dream, and I'd really love your thoughts and to see if I interpreted it correctly. It was very vivid, and it had to do with there was. I woke up and my mom was at my house and she was speaking with a few gentlemen that I didn't know, strangers, well-dressed, you know, didn't seem like any malice was coming from them. So, but my mom was explaining to me, you know, why they came. And that part I'm not sure I remember well. Like it was something, I don't know if it was home repair or something, like they were salesmen for something. So I was like, oh, okay. So I move into the other room and there's more of them. And they told me that they were there to sell vitamins. Like it was a contradicting story. So I was like, that's weird. And then they just opened up my refrigerator. And I was like, oh, well, you're at home here. And they were like, oh, yeah, you know, they kind of laughed it off. And I was like, okay. So they were going to leave, the whole lot of them. And there was quite a few, about six of them, maybe more. And they were about to go. And I was like, okay, goodbye, thank you. And he's like, you know, don't worry, we were doing research for vitamins and all this. They were really selling that story to me. And my mom, as they were leaving, was trying to give them a purse. I don't know what was in the purse, if it was, because the purse was familiar to me, but it's a purse that doesn't hold money. It holds, like, cassettes. But anyway, music cassettes. So my mom was trying to give it to them, and I was looking at her, like, why is she doing this? They didn't sell us anything. You know, they just tried to, but we didn't say, oh, we want your vitamins or any other services they were trying to give. So they leave, and my mom and I went out, and when we get back, they're there again. In front of my house and in my house, they were doing repairs, like all this modern stuff, like a modern screen door, just really renovating my house, like to the hilt, like with modern amenities. And I'm looking at them and I'm just like, you know, part of me was happy that this was going on, but I'm looking at my mom. I'm like, wait, they entered into our house, you know, without us being there. So I was trying to signal to my mom, like, let's call a friend of mine so they don't think we're alone. You know, but my mom wasn't catching on. She was just so, like, caught up in how nice the house was looking. And then I woke up. So I don't know. Now, I'm not expecting company or any, you know, sort of, you know, obviously, I don't know, salesmen, you know, come unexpected. But I am expecting a visitor to my house tomorrow. Regarding work, and I'm unsure of her. So I'm wondering if the dream and me expecting this visitor are related. And I'm sorry, thank you for letting me get that whole one.
Okay, so what I'm getting about this is that the dream is actually about your health.
Really?
And there is a part of you that really wants to be healthy for your mother. And that all of these vitamin sellers were all of the medical community who were saying, okay, if you do this, you'll be healthy. If you do this, everything will be fine. And so they want to go in and they want to work on your body and fix it up and, you know, take care of this little thing or that little thing, even though you may not actually want them to and may not have actually said, okay, this is fine with me. So it's kind of about you coming back into your power and living your life for you, not for your mother, and not having your life being run over by these medical people who say, we know what's best for you and you should just do what we say, because you are the one who is ultimately making the choice about your life and your health and what you are creating.
Wow, I would have never thought that. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was getting all panicky, like, oh, is somebody coming in my, you know what I'm saying? But wow.
And there's
wow.
probably more tied in there if you want to, you know, do some automatic writing where you ask, what does this mean? And then let them guide your hand in writing what it means. That's a wonderful way for you to connect and get the answers.
Wow.
Have you ever tried automatic writing?
No.
If you go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on automatic writing, on that page there are actually instructions for doing it. So you can go there, read the instructions, and do it on your own if you want to do that, and see what kind of answers you get. It's really easy. I like these instructions because they allow you to connect with the beings from the highest possible source. So you know you're connecting with the divine beings that are going to tell you what is for your highest good instead of some mischievous little beings who will tell you all kinds of things, but you don't need that. So that's why it has those instructions for connecting with what is for your highest good from the highest possible source.
Wow.
And I say try that. You might be surprised at the answers you get. And you can ask them whatever kind of questions you want to ask them, and they will answer.
Well, I definitely will. That sounds amazing.
It is. It's how it was kind of my first step for becoming a conscious channel. I started connecting through automatic writing, and eventually I was able to hear, and now it's just way beyond what it used to be. So the goddess asked, wants to talk to you. She wants to work with you. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just get a drink of water right quick. All righty. Here we go. You're at a pivotal point in your own life. You know, you have been waking up to yourself, waking up to a healthy self, because you had all of these beliefs that you had been taught about who you were that were not actually true, beliefs that you didn't deserve, which is absolutely false because you do deserve, beliefs that you can't have it all, which is absolutely false because you can have everything that you desire. Beliefs that you must struggle and you must suffer, which is absolutely not true, because you are allowed to have a life that flows with grace and ease, and there's absolutely no reason for you not to. It is time for you to let go of these beliefs. Let go of what does not work in your own life. Because you are moving more and more into the truth of who you are, into knowing yourself, into being that powerful, powerful woman that you are. Into knowing that you are not dependent upon anybody else doing anything before you can be you. You are always loved and supported. You have a wonderful team that works with you to create your life. And it's okay for you to express who you are. So in your life, as in your dream, you know, when you see people who are just coming in and doing things, start to say no. Tell them to get out. They do not know what is best for you. You know what is best for you. You are not at anybody else's mercy, nor are you meant to be. You are powerful. And you have amazing, amazing opportunities that are there for you. You have so much that you are attracting to you. It's time for you to see it, to feel it, to know it, to allow it, and to let go of the doubts and the fears and, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work, and all of that other stuff that's been running in the background, and I'm clearing all of that out because you don't need that. That's not you. That's not you. That's not you. So this is about you letting go. Letting go of every belief about who you used to be. And standing in who you are. Who you are choosing to be now. Just take a nice deep breath. And let it go. I feel all this energy moving in you. Oh, wow. How does that feel?
You are amazing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you.
You are welcome.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And she's just showing me this whole lineup of opportunities that you can choose and pick and do whichever ones you want to. You don't have to just settle for one. And there's this beautiful flow of money connected with it. So you're bringing, you're activating kind of these opportunities, and this flow of money is just coming and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So, yeah, start embracing those opportunities. Try the automatic writing, and you can also ask them, you know, what opportunities should I be aware of? What steps should I take? You can ask anything you want to ask, and they will answer you.
Wow. Okay? Thank you, I will, and I'll let you know. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you, and God bless you, and prosperous, healthy, beautiful 2020 to you and yours.
Thank you. You too. And to everybody. Yes, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Have a great day, Kat.
You too. God bless. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay. And we are going to go to the question from the chat room from Little Fairy. Hi, Barbara. If you have time. Of course I have time. Okay. I'd like to ask if you see HR moving to another section very soon, please. I have requested for it, and they told me that they are waiting for my replacement to be available too. I already got the paperwork from them that it will happen too. Okay. So, you know, the first thing that they're asking is, okay, you're taking the staff, gotten the paperwork. Things seem to be in order. So why are you doubting? That's what they want to know. Why are you doubting? Okay, so the goddess Ast is going to come in. Oh, just so people know, you spell her name A-S-T. A is in apple, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas. A-S-T. And she is an Egyptian goddess who has amazing energy, and I absolutely love her. And she absolutely loves me. Okay, here is what she wants to say to you, little fairy. Stop. Stop. Just stop. Sometimes you get so wrapped in what doesn't work in your life that you can't see anything else. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Focus on what you truly desire. Focus on allowing it to come to you. You are attracting it into your life. You are not running after it. There is no work involved. None. So just stop. You have spent most of your life chasing after one thing or another, believing that if you could just catch it, then everything would be fine. And the problem with that is that you're not supposed to catch it. It should come to you. So we are opening you up to allowing things that you desire to simply come to you. You do not have to work hard. You do not have to work at all. You are simply allowing it to come to you. We are opening you up to receiving, and we are removing those, oh my goodness, those old beliefs about you don't deserve it, it's not supposed to happen, you haven't proven that you're good enough. There's nothing to prove. You were good enough the moment that you came into existence, and you will always be good enough. It's not a matter of you doing anything or proving anything. Who are you proving it to? The one who created you knows your value. They created you. So who are you proving it to? You don't even need to prove it to yourself, despite what other people may have told you. And so we are clearing out that energy, clearing out that need to prove, clearing out that fear of not being enough. Because you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. And we want you to accept that and to breathe that in, to breathe deeply now and to know you are enough. And there is nothing for you to prove. You deserve to have wonderful, amazing, luxurious, opulent, phenomenal thing in your life. You deserve to have a loving relationship where you are completely loved, adored, and accepted exactly as you are. We are opening you up more and more to all of this and to loving and accepting yourself. To seeing your profound perfection right now, in this moment. There is nothing, absolutely nothing that you need to do. It's already yours. It's already yours. It's already yours. So we are moving all of those old beliefs out of the way. They're gone. And we are allowing you to be you. You have no idea how wonderful you are. You have no idea how powerful you are. Let this be the year when you truly look at what's important to you. Where you truly allow yourself to see your desires come into your life. You open your heart and allow yourself to receive what is given to you, to receive the truth of who you are, to receive the life that you truly desire to live and to know that you are creating it. You are powerful. You are amazing. You are beautiful. And you are loved. You are so loved. So we are wiping away all that fear. Ooh, you have so much that's been running your life in the background. And you don't need it. You don't need it, so let it go. Just let it go. Don't bring it back, please. Now that it's gone, you get to be you. You get to accept you. You get to live you. Open up to you. That's the most wonderful thing you can ever do. Open up to you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you. All this wonderful energy. Any comments about that, feel free to type them in and I will read them. Okay. So this requires that you start changing the way that you think, the way that you create your life. And with the clearing that she did with you should make it easier for you to do that, because it's not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be difficult. It's not something that you need to struggle with. We have all of these beliefs that we were taught about, you know, life and what's possible and what's not and blah, blah, blah. And it's time to move beyond that. So give yourself the opportunity to change. If change itself is scary, then just accept the opportunity. Just take it one little step at a time, and it will make a difference. It really will. Okay. All right. That's all we need to say. Yes, that's all we need to say. Okay. So we will go to our next caller from area code 510. Hello. Area code 510, are you there?
I'm here. I had to get the unmute fast enough.
I thought, okay.
Of course I'm next. Of course I'm next. Hello.
She called and she went to the bathroom, and who knows what she's doing.
I did do that too. Especially all of the things are Jesus. Yes. All true. And then husband was still vacuuming, and I'm like, okay, come on, get out of here. I didn't have to say it. I was just like, you know, willing it. And then boom. I'm like, well, now I have to walk to the phone and press the thing, so I've got the headphones in. Oh, hello, hello. Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to you. What's on your mind today,
yes,
dear?
I'm just ready, just whatever's there for me. Really feeling, I mean, this the new energy shift into this new decade and just all the intensity of the release. I know there's still some more, but it's feeling like I'm taking it slow, easing into it. It's here, but I mean, I'm still pacing myself, and that feels really good. There's no rush, no, just kind of enjoying easing on in. Because it was a tumble out. I think I really had a tornado and hurricane out. That's what I got just now as I was looking at the water going, it wasn't really easy out. I can't pretend like it was. But yet it was a process, and I was with it. And I was carried, so.
Okay.
Yeah, open to whatever's there.
Well, let's see what the goddess asked, wants to say to you. She's just all excited. She's like, I love Leanne. Okay.
I love her too, because that was a pretty big thing. We'll be visiting, I know, in more depth, but it's, she's been carrying through all of this. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what she
kicks in the butt,
say.
Too.
Okay. She's good at that.
Yeah.
Well, at least she isn't breaking anything. Okay.
No.
Shut
Thank
up
God.
Now and let her talk.
Okay. Okay.
We want you to relax. You really, just okay. spend some time today relaxing.
Yep.
Just breathe. Just relax. Just let go. And don't worry about anything. Don't think about anything. Just be
okay.
in the moment. Just be yourself. There's nothing else you really need to be concerned about. There's nothing else
cool.
you need to do. There's nothing important looming on the background that you have to take the steps or it's all going to fall apart. None of
mm-hmm.
that has happened. You have the freedom to just be. Just be. Just breathe and be. This is all about you. Recognizing you. And you've known who you are for so long, and you have fought not to be you for so long. And now you're not fighting anymore. And that feels
hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are accepting. And that feels good. And your life is flowing, flowing in ways that it never did before. You are happier, more joyful. You find yourself not getting stressed over the little things that you used to get stressed about. This is all
mm-hmm.
part of the process of you becoming you. Continue to do the work that you see as important to you. Only do what is important to you. We are going to say that several times. Only do what is important to you. Only do what is important to you. And we say that to bring you back into the acceptance of your own importance. Because for so long you gave your power away to everybody else. And you have to take
mm-hmm.
care of everything for them, all of their needs, all of their dramas, all of their traumas, all of their whatever it was they were coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting that go now. And the
oh,
most
yeah.
important person in your life is you. And we're going to say that several times. The most important person in your life is you. You are the most important person in your life. You are the reason for your life. You are the creator of your life. You are important in your life. We want you to just breathe that in. There, that's it. Ah, I see you're just settling into your peacefulness. And the dog agrees with us. Just relax and let go. There. Now, how do you feel?
Yeah, all on point.
Good,
like it's,
good.
It's all of that has been, you know, it's all that, the repeat, just to getting grounded in it and yeah. and I feel that this is the thing I have to do. Like, it's so nice to like wake up and go, wow, this is really, yeah. And it's so different than, you know, and I've had, you know, it's been quite a journey to get to that. But what's amazing is to get to that, to actually go, yeah, wow. So, and it's simple, the simple, simple joy, simple, you know, and simple is such a, to me, a very powerful clean choice and word and experience.
Yes.
I just see so much magic in the simple, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, that's why the birds, I think, the white bird and that blue heron, I think they're just, it's just perfect symbols that showed up, you know, right where I'm at, you know, and then the doves, as you know, come too. Mm-hmm. And they just amaze me. And it's so funny. It's like I can take the same picture and just keep doing it over and over, but I get the same sense of wonder and just peace. And I don't know, there's just such a neat connection when I feel on it. It's like, oh. So I definitely planted and I have the options. Yeah, I could just, like right now, I know I'm not going to do, I'm leaving for actually for California, going back to my other home next week for a few weeks. But, and I'm looking forward to that. There's actually some, you know, female friends are coming to see me at different points in between. But there's still not a lot of doing and keeping with that same, the same thing. You know, the flight's probably the biggest thing, you know. And other than that, even that, first class, I've got my puppy and it's just, I picked better times because I've kind of learned now what works for me better. And yeah, and I'm just going, God, I want to do more travel next year. So I'm like, you know, I'll be guided when that's that. You know, I don't, again, nothing, it's the world's out there. So, and I don't have to be out there. It's like it says, the work within me. So we'll see where I'm supposed to pop.
Yeah.
At any given time. And that's kind of fun. That's kind of exciting because I'm open and I have things in my head, but the truth, they change all the time because I know I'm not supposed to do any of that right now. And yet it's nearer than I realize, but at the same time, it's like, it still has to be that whole thing. The grace and ease really, I'll be shown. So I think I'm already getting answers for it, but it's just not, I don't know yet. And that's okay.
One of the things you're showing me when you're talking about, you know, things in your head and you know you're not supposed to do them,
mm-hmm.
they say have a notebook just for things in your head. You can call it whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
And just
okay.
when they pop into your head, write them down. And
okay,
you don't ever have
idea,
to go back and read that notebook. But you
right,
can also,
okay.
if you're looking for opportunities, inspiration, whatever, then you can just go back and read the things that you've written in that notebook and see if any of them really resonate with you, because it might for them.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, I like that. Okay, that's something that, yeah, because I there was a reason I went off on that and I didn't plan that. It just kind of bubbled out. I was like, why am I saying this right in this moment? And I was like, what was that about? And I just thought it'd be...
And you don't have to worry about why.
Right.
Yeah, you
right.
just let it
let
flow.
It yep.
In fact, that's one of the dearest statements that they had me write. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I am always in the right place at the right time, doing and saying the right thing.
Dear Innate, I am always in the right place at the right time, doing and saying the right things.
Oh, yeah. I can feel that moving through you.
Yeah. That's it. I guess we got it. Whoa. I'm even writing it down so I can work with that. Okay. Yeah, that's all about trust. Because, yep. Okay.
Yeah, it is. And that's an important part of life for everybody.
So. Oh, my God, yes. That's huge.
Wonderful.
Okay, this is nice. thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank her. Thank you. Thanks everyone that showed up. Really. Thank you for doing this. And I'll be, you know, connecting with you soon. I'll probably do one over there. I don't know if I'll do it over there. We'll talk to you. Maybe tell me what your hit is too. We should do it over there. I'll wait till I return.
Actually, I'm getting that it should be done before you go.
Okay, I go Tuesday. So, okay.
Okay. So we can do it Monday.
So we'll text. Okay. All right.
Okay.
As I said, we'll text and get it done. Cool. Okay. And I have a massage scheduled. How ironic. It's always just right. I have that scheduled at 4, so my room will become more of a pampering noises. So. Yep. So doing not a lot
Wonderful.
Is just right. The orders are perfect. I'm listening.
Yay.
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Well, have a great day.
All right. Beautiful. And I'll be talking with you shortly. You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. And my computer does what it's supposed to. There we go. And our next caller, even though you didn't press 1, they're saying I should click on you anyway. So you know me. I always listen to them. Let's see if this is Nathaniel. Oh, this computer's getting very slow. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, it's Nathaniel.
It's my wonderful Nathaniel. How is life going?
Hey. Pretty good.
Okay.
Okay,
there's something in your energy. What's going on?
Well, you know, my brother wanted me to move in, you know, and I guess they want to have me keep all my stuff in the garage when I move in. So I moved over a load, and they moved stuff out, and, you know, you know, I have a couple more loads or so. I've been kind of throw away some stuff, but, you know, I'm just feeling a little uncertain about that. But they're going to be leaving, you know, Sunday and Monday, and it's Friday today. So maybe when they leave, it'll be better.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting that it's important for you to be you and to have the freedom to be you and to have your things with you. I mean, if it's important to you, then why on earth would you need to keep it in a garage?
His wife is, you know, I think she's very manipulative, and she, you know, wants to have it like a motel. You know, I guess I'd, you know, to bring my computer in and, you know, some clothes and stuff, but they want to have me keep a majority of my stuff over. So he's asking me, you know, how many more loads do I have? So I'm, you know, I have another, I hit to the 15th to move out. So, you know, I'm, you know, don't want to get rushed at this point. And I move over a load. So, you know, I'm just kind of letting it go. I told him I had a dentist appointment at noon. Just, you know, he was texting saying if, you know, he wanted it, he offered to come over and, you know, but, you know, I don't need to, you know, I don't need to rush over. Today's what, only the 3rd or 4th today, so I have till the 15th to move, you know, and he's not giving me any money back earlier, you know. He actually just wrote me a $100 check for cleaning up around, so it's good.
Okay, so the goddess asked, wants to do some work with you on standing in your power and not letting other people dictate your life, because this feels like that's what your brother and his wife are trying to do. They're trying to control you. So she wants to clear that energy out of you, because that is definitely not for your highest good. Okay, so here she is. So you spent this time away from your brother, away from his wife, so that you could really get to know you, to really accept yourself. And now that you are moving back into this atmosphere with them, you need to be the new you. You need to be the one who stands up and says, no, this is my stuff. If you want me to live in your house and take care of it, then this will be my space. And I can put in it whatever I desire because this is important to my life. And I will be comfortable with my space, no matter where that space is. And if they have an issue with that, then you would simply find a different space because you do not ever need to put off being you. You do not ever need to put off being you. You do not ever need to put off being you. You deserve yourself, your life, your space, things. You deserve it. And you deserve to be respected and honored by everyone, including yourself. So we are clearing out all of that old stuff that other people are in charge of you because they aren't. That's gone. That says you must do what other people say. You don't. That's gone. That you don't have the right to be you. That's gone. We are taking all of that out of you because it's not you. It's not the truth. It's not how you are meant to live your life. They are not better than you. They are not better than you. They are not better than you. You are equal to them, and they must treat you as their equal. They must respect you as their equal. You are doing what you are doing for yourself and also for them. So this is not something where you are gaining and they are absolutely not benefiting in any way. You know that that's not true. They are getting a benefit out of you being in their home while they are gone. You are getting a benefit out of having a place to live. So there is equal benefit. And one does not have power over the other. Never see yourself as less. And we are removing a lot of old beliefs about that. Things from your childhood that are still coming up where you were taught that you are less, and we are disconnecting you from all of that because you are not less. You are not less. You are not less. You are whole and complete. You are wonderful and you are gifted. You are truly amazing, and we are opening you up to accepting all of you. So just take a nice deep breath and let go. And we are also opening up your throat chakra so that you have the freedom to express, the freedom to say what you need to say, the freedom to announce who you are, without having to make excuses or to be afraid of upsetting anyone. You are standing in your power now. You have the freedom to say what you desire to say. You have that freedom. You have that freedom. Don't let anyone ever take that away from you. Okay.
Well, maybe I'll rent a storage space. If I don't have a place, I may a breakdown and, you know, rent a storage space or something. So I'll have things to keep somewhere. I don't know what to do. But I don't have to move, actually, so I don't have to, you know, I mean, they have to give me the keys on Sunday, I guess, and she leaves on Monday, and it's Friday. So, you know, I could just wait it out here now. I mean, I don't need to bring anything more over, you know, for now. And then I can just, you know, just carry on, you know. After I get the
yeah,
keys and they leave,
works,
you know. So I mean, you know. So I mean, I kind of don't want to. That's what I'll figure out doing now, and then you know, I'll wait until the 15th, you know, unless he wants to give me some more money back to move earlier, you know. So you know, at least, you know, when they get out of there, you know, I won't have to, you know, argue with them or anything, because I think his wife's making them. You know, make me, you know, it's her idea that I keep everything in the garage, you know, so it's easier to, you know, move and get out. And she's phobic about ants and germs and everything, and, you know, or something. But I think he kind of married a crazy gal that's really materialistic and ruthless. And I'm not sure, you know, he does a lot on the computer. And he got onto the computer dating site from Asia or something, and he met a couple gals, and he made his decision, kind of like a little employment position or something, you know.
Oh, my
but,
goodness.
I don't know what to think. He knew this other gal from Japan, and I think she was a better gal for him, but she didn't want to do it. And this other gal seems to be really ruthless, I think, and materialistic. And she's really set in. She has a friend over from China, and then they're supposed to be learning English, but they always talk in Chinese. So, you know, I wouldn't want to communicate. And she's setting up her dating profile to try to get over here now, I think, to try to, you know, she's helping her, and my brother's helping her, you know, improve her dating website. And he took her down to get some portfolios made for her site and that kind of thing. And, you know, she probably wants to help her come to the U.S. and, you know, get married or something. And, you know, like what she's doing with my brother, because I think she's getting a citizenship. She said that they said by like August or something, she may be able to apply or get citizenship here. You know, so she doesn't, you know, she's been married 5 years, but she goes back to China quite a bit. And so she's not, doesn't qualify. And she can't move to Los Alamos. She has to stay in Sacramento because the visa won't permit her to leave the state or country or city or something.
Oh, okay. Well,
I know that's a lot of extra information, but, you know, it's kind of something I'm kind of deal with now, you know. And then, you know, he's been gone, and, you know, so he wants me to take another apartment somewhere at the senior place, and I'm not sure if that's going to work out, you know. I mean, you know, I'll have my own one-bedroom apartment, you know, but... there's going to be a lot of other people around, you know, so it's going to be kind of different. I don't know. But
well,
I might be able to ask these people to, you know, to move back on a short-term basis or something.
For now, you just focus on getting your things where they need to be. And while they're gone, you know, there's absolutely no reason why you can't find another place. And if you find a place that's available, then go ahead and move into it, and then you can just divide your time on where you are between the two places until they come back, and then just get out of their house and into yours. It's important for you to have your own space because you need the space to create, and that's important for you. So do what's best for you. okay?
All right.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself. Stay away from your brother and have some fun, okay?
So I got to pick up the keys, but, you know, I kind of like dealing with my brother, but his, you know, his wife is so controlling and stuff that she always seems to ruin the batch somehow.
Okay,
but,
get together with your brother and you guys go do something away from her and just let her be.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Barbara. Have a good
weekend. You're welcome. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to our next caller. There we go. It's from area code 347. Hi, who's this? Area code 347. Hello, area code 347. I can hear some noises. Area code 347, are you there? Okay. Ah, area code 347, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi, Barbara. This is Keisha. I forgot I was on here. Oh, my God. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hello?
Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. I have a question. I am taking an exam in 2 months, right? And I have anxiety about it because I've taken it a few times and haven't passed it. But I'm up here because I'm trying to get you need a computer to take part of it. Well, you can write it, right? Handwrite it also. And I'm up here, the deadline to sign in, so you have to tell them you want to use the computer and then pay for it. So the deadline for that was apparently today at noon, but I thought it was today at 12 at night. And I'm up here, like, debating if I should get this laptop on credit because I don't have a laptop anymore. And I'm, like, the fear of using credit because, you know, I was in debt before and stuff like that, or the fear of not being able to, I guess, pay it off or, you know, get a job and pay it off. I'm so busy dealing with that, I apparently missed the deadline. Because it was at noon today, I had no idea. So I'm just wondering, like, is this going on because I have an anxiety about the exam or anxiety about that? Like, I'm like,
oh my. You have some interesting energies around you right now.
Okay. Okay.
It's like I see one hand reaching out to move forward in life, and I see the other hand jerking whatever you're reaching for out and throwing it away so you can't get to it.
Really?
So it's like part of you wants this and part of you is like, no, don't want this. So you're in that that push me, pull me kind of energy where you are preventing yourself from having what you desire.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And part of it
I wonder why.
Part of it is wrapped up in beliefs about what you deserve. There's still some old stuff around deserving.
Oh,
being
gosh.
Good enough. Yeah, there's still some old stuff around that. So why don't we just the goddess asked come in and do her thing, and we'll see where she takes it, okay?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. You see, one of the things about you is that you are this incredibly intelligent and capable woman. And so there is a part of you that knows you can do anything that you desire to do. But within that beautiful, intelligent, capable, and phenomenal woman is this frightened little girl who's thinking that she can't. Because, you know, for all those years, you were taught that you couldn't by those wonderful people who were supposed to love you and teach you what you could do. And instead, they taught you that you can't do anything. And we are still clearing out some of that old, I can't, I can't, I can't, or I shouldn't. Ooh, that's a big one for you, too. And so we are letting all of that go away. We're just taking it out because you don't need it. It's gone, over, and done. When you look at your life, we want you to really think about what it is you desire. Like with this test, there was a part of you that truly desired to take it and to pass it. And then there was a part of you that was truly terrified that you would take it and fail again. And we are moving that energy out because that whole belief in failure and, oh, it's so terrible, and it means that you're just not worthy and you're not deserving and, oh, all of that. We are just taking all of that out of you because it doesn't mean any of that. It doesn't mean anything. It only means what you decide that it means. Now, this test, you've also got these beliefs around it that say, you know, it proves that you are all that you are. And it doesn't. It's just a test. And so we are taking that burden away from you as well. Because that is putting pressure on yourself about something that doesn't mean anything. And so we are letting that go. We know that in the world, the test does have value, and people have decided that it means that you are capable, that you are deserving, that you are competent, and all of this other stuff. But in reality, it doesn't mean anything. You know people who have taken the test and passed the test that you would not actually want doing any work for you because you don't actually think that they could do it. But they passed the test, and therefore, you are so much more powerful and capable than you realize. And the only thing that keeps you from passing this test is all of this attachment to these meanings that you have given us. And we are detaching you from all of those meanings. We are detaching you from all of that. And we are detaching you from the fear of prosperity because that's coming into play as well. That's also connected with the test. That's why you have the doubts about the computer and getting it and credit and all of that. It's all connected, all wrapped up in the same lovely little package. So we're just tossing the whole package out. We are opening you up to receiving whatever it is you desire, whether it be money, a computer, the test, whatever. If you desire it, we are opening you up to receiving it, to attracting it into your life so that you don't have to work, don't have to worry. It doesn't have to be any kind of a problem. It's simply yours. It's simply yours. It's simply yours. Yours. And we want you to take a nice deep breath and let yourself go. Let yourself know that you deserve, that you receive, that you are taking the correct steps at the correct time in every moment. There. And we've brought you back into your power. How does it feel?
It feels good. I was taking notes as you were talking. It makes a lot of sense. You know, I feel, I guess, more aware, you know, of what's really going on, you know, underneath. It's just so many, because there are so many beliefs you heard as a kid around this exam, and, you know, people failed it so many times, it's hard. It is not even that. I've already heard that before I even was ever even in school for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is also coming up, when we were in law school, they would always tell us, it was this whole thing where you have to give your whole life up to be in law school or to be a lawyer, like to study, like you can't work and study, So it's like I kind of wasn't where it was so hard for me to find a job the whole time I was in law school. And then when I got out of law school, I still didn't find a job because I'm studying for the exam. I've been studying for the exam for, I don't know, 2-3 years now because I've taken it so many times. But there's the thought, you can't work and study for the exam. So it's, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's
So you've been sabotaging yourself.
Yes, because I know that I have this belief, like I have to give everything up. Like I did some tarot cards today, right? And for some reason, I wasn't even asking about. I was asking about, should I get this computer, right? You know, like am I going to be able to pay it off and things like that. And all the little things for the computer, a lot of the things, and just little things that was popping up on the site was about romance is coming, love is coming, and I'm like, I'm not even asking about that. And then I was like, but the thought came in my head, oh my God, I don't think I could date, so I take this exam. I can't date and take this exam. And it's like, what are you talking about? Yes, you could. Dating is just like dinner and some hanging out a little bit. You can meet people and have a life on your But the thought is that you got to sacrifice and you have to give up everything in order to do it. And I realize that I have that belief system or that judgment system or guilt or whatever it is they programmed me with.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that came from your family.
But the school tells you that too. They're like, oh, you don't work. You can't work and be in law school. No, you gotta just law school gotta be your priority, and you can't work while you if you're studying for the bar exam. You can't do that either. So, hence, I haven't really been working in the last couple of years. Yeah.
Okay, so give yourself permission to work and study. Give yourself permission to live a full and complete life, because that's what it comes down to. And there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't live a full and complete life.
Right. I don't have to sacrifice my happiness.
No, you don't. Never, ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that includes having a relationship while you're studying for the exam. Who knows? I mean, you may end up with someone who's great at having little cards and asking you little questions so that you can make sure that you have all of the correct answers. That may be part of the fun of the relationship. You don't know.
Yeah, I know. It was just so crazy that it's like all these little, like, you know how when you go on websites, they have little pop-up things and everything with love is coming. A lot of the cards about relationship is coming, and I'm like, what? And then that thought popped in my head, can I date and study? But I could.
Yes, you can.
I'm telling you, they make it like you have to give your life up for this exam. They have this little joke. People ask if you should, if you should work, and take the bar exam, and they go, don't. Like, don't. That's it. That's their thing. Don't try it. Don't do it. Oh my God. Well, yeah, you know what? They sent me a thing. Like, they send you a thing to say, do you want to withdraw? And I was like, I don't, you know, you have time to think about it. I'm like, I don't know, because I've already paid for this course. My school paid for this little question course for me already. I'm like, well, I've already been studying it. And I'm like, but it's in about 7 to 8 weeks. And I'm like, I don't know if it's enough time. Like, I don't know. But, you know, like, should I just give up right now and do it when I'm settled in life? Like, I don't know. But I would like to pass and just get it out the way.
So you can start making, you know, wonderful Dear Innate statements like, Dear Innate, I always know the answer to the questions on the test. Dear Innate, it's easy for me to take the test. Dear Innate, I am successful with all tests. Dear Innate,
okay.
I can live my life fully. That's an important one for you.
Right. So I was like, I have to like build up my muscle, my self-esteem muscle when it comes to this.
Yeah, you have to give yourself permission to be the great person that you are. You've been denying your greatness all of your life, and it's time to stop and just start accepting it.
Okay. That's very true.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say I accept my greatness.
Yeah. And they're showing me that when you do that, then taking the steps will be an absolute breeze. You'll look back on it and laugh that you ever used to keep yourself from succeeding at it because it was so incredibly easy and you did it and it was no big deal.
Well, I will have to say I have these like video things, and my friend and her friend, actually, they failed a couple of times too, and they've been doing this video thing and they passed, and she was, and now that I'm doing it, I was like, oh, like it kind of breaks down most of the information like in layman's terms, and it's really short, so mm-hmm. it's easier to comprehend the information. So I do have that, but I'm going to try, you know, I'm already financially invested in it, so I'm going to go ahead and just do it. And but I'll definitely work on this and, you know, building that muscle back up.
Yeah, give yourself permission to succeed because you can. You know everything you need to know already.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, for most of the, actually, for a lot of the topics I do, it's just certain topics just scare me because I didn't really learn them in school, but I do have time to learn them.
Yeah. Let yourself know that you have the wisdom to pass this test. Even if you took it today, you have everything you need to pass this test. They wouldn't tell me that if it wasn't true.
Okay, I'm writing this down. I'm going to have to listen to this back. I have the wisdom to pass this test. Okay. Yeah, I think I need to, I had spoke to this coach before, and I realized she was a motivational coach, not just that she was like a writing coach, but I think I lost my I don't know, you know how Jewish people say kapuska. It's like your mojo or something. Like I lost my my ambition, like something for it. So I need to kind of like you know, like when Rockies get ready to fight, I need to be confident.
You can pass this test right now. You really already have all of the information you need to pass the test right now. So accept that. You know, you don't need to stress about this. You seriously let go of stress.
Okay, so it's more about me allowing myself to receive.
Yeah, allowing yourself to be and knowing that you will always have the answers. Always.
All right, Barbara. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you so, so, so much. And here I am, like, I'm up here debating, I don't know if I want to get this laptop. I'm afraid to be a dad. You know, I'm going through all of these fears. And I call the place, they're like, deadline was at noon. I'm like, what? But I'm going to, you can write and see if they'll let you, you know, still use a computer. So I'm going to see if I can take care of that. But I'm going to get studying and also enjoying my life. And I'm gonna build up my confidence. I'm gonna listen to this back and say these things, and I'm gonna let you know how it goes.
And you can make, dear Renee, I have confidence. One of your statements.
So what is innate? Is innate like your subconscious?
Innate is a part of us that we cannot see, and it connects every part of us, including our conscious, our past lives, our body. Our emotions. It connects everything.
Okay. I don't know if you want to share this with your listeners. What's her name? She has this thing. I think she said it's from Harvard, and I do like it. It's like you kind of like breathe. I guess it's like a meditation. You kind of breathe in and in, slow, like up to four, and then out four, and then you can claim like I am statements, and that seems to I like that because I guess you're clearing out your head and things like that, and you're allowing, you know, whatever it is you're claiming. I like that also. But I can do the Aranita as well.
So you can combine the two, you know, breathe in for four, out for four, then do the Aranita statement.
Yeah, that might be good too. Yeah, I could try that too. Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara, so much.
You are welcome, dear. And your guidance is saying, now go and find something fun to do. You've been stressing. Go find something fun.
Yes, I have. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that is our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and for coming into the chat room. I will be back next week, and I send you all lots and lots of love. Don't forget, if you want to do the automatic writing, it starts this Wednesday, so you need to sign up. My website is divinelyguidedhealing.com, and if you have a question for me, send it to barbara.healing@gmail.com. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful day.